From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages by mid-afternoon. Some of them had been seized, but the troops had not yet managed to control the entire area. French police have arrested a man they say was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country. France's interior minister said the suspect was arrested Thursday in a neighborhood northwest of Paris. Meeting in the shadow of the Brussels terrorist attacks, EU justice and interior ministers vowed to deepen a joint intelligence gathering. They also plan to push through measures to share airline passenger information and step up the fight against terrorism. Europol director Robert Wainwright says Europe is in danger of new attacks.
There are likely to be other potential terrorists at large in Europe, or at least that are being trained now by Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, to be sent maybe on a future mission. So, we're very alert to the possibility that we might be facing more terrorist plots in Europe.
The meeting comes as Belgian authorities face growing criticism over security lapses, with more evidence of significant links between the Paris attacks in November and Tuesday's strikes in Brussels. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced that the president had won over 60% of the vote. This is VOA News.